Best Orreries and Mechanical Solar System Models, 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. An orrery is a geared mechanical model of the solar system that shows the planets moving in their orbits, named for Charles Boyle, the 4th Earl of Orrery, who around 1713 commissioned instrument maker John Rowley to build a copy of a machine devised by clockmakers Jaw, Graham, and Thomas Tompion, c. 1704 to 1710. A vital caveat from the archive: almost no affordable orrery is built to true scale, and it never was meant to be. The distances are simply too vast. I've been reading the ledger for 30 years, and the orrery is the one object I catch myself simply asterisk watching asterisk. It is a clock that keeps the time of the heavens, turn the handle, or let the motor run, and a sun holds station while the planets wheel about it in their proper unequal hours. Mercury hurries, Saturn crawls, the gears know the difference. The thing itself is 300 years old as a name and far older as an instinct. The impulse to hold the cosmos in the hand and make it turn asterisk. Here is where the record gets interesting. Around 1713, a London maker named John Rowley built one of these machines for Charles Boyle, the 4th Earl of Orrery. He was working from designs the great clockmakers George Graham and Thomas Tompion had already engineered a decade earlier. The Earl's name stuck to the whole device, while the men who actually solved the problem receded into the horologist's corner. But here is the part the archive insists on. The Antikythera mechanism, hauled from a Mediterranean wreck in 1901 and dated to the 2nd century asterisk before Christ, was already doing this. Hand-cranked bronze, modelling the sun and planets with gear trains that modern engineers still study. The orrery is old. The asterisk name is what's new. What I'm offering here is not a catalogue, but a way of asterisk looking, the three things that separate an honest instrument from an ornament dressed up to look like one. Some of the finest pieces in this guide cost less than dinner. One costs as much as a used car. I've tested every claim I can verify and flagged plainly where the record stays silent. One thing before we begin: Puzzlewick is a library, not a shop. We earn nothing, every link points straight at the maker or a real retailer. You're not paying for hype. You're paying for my time in the archives. Let me show you what I found. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is an orrery, and what is it not? Strictly, an orrery is a mechanical model of the solar system in which the sun, planets, and major moons are driven by a geared train, so that they move in roughly correct relative motion. Turn the input, a crank or a small motor, and the whole sky advances together. The word covers a family of related instruments, and it helps to keep the members straight, because retailers cheerfully blur them. A full orrery attempts the whole system, or at least the major planets, each on its own arm at its own orbital rate. A tellurian, sometimes asterisk tellurium, is the intimate cousin. It shows only the sun, earth, and moon, and exists to explain day and night, the phases of the moon, eclipses, and the seasons. A planetarium, confusingly, is the broad umbrella term for any such planetary machine, long before it meant a domed theatre full of seats. When a product calls itself a planetarium model, read the description. It may be a true geared orrery, or it may be a static mobile with no motion at all. The distinction that matters most to a buyer is driven motion versus decoration. A genuine orrery runs. A gear train fixes the ratio between Mercury's year and Saturn's, so that one turn of the handle is one honest unit of time. A decorative model merely poses the planets at fixed radii handsome on a shelf, but it teaches nothing the moment you stop looking. Neither is wrong, but you should know which you are buying and pay accordingly. An archival note, because it bears on everything below. The 18th century did not draw these lines as pedantically as we do. An instrument maker would sell a planetarium and a tellurium as cabinet companions, and a wealthy household kept both. We have inherited the vocabulary but not always the precision. The three words untangled orrery equals the planets around the sun. Tellurian equals sun, earth, and moon only, for seasons and eclipses. Planetarium equals the umbrella term for any geared planetary machine, and separately the domed theatre. If a listing uses all three interchangeably, judge it by whether the parts actually move under power. Read for the verb orbits, scan a product page for whether the planets orbit driven, geared, or merely asterisk are positioned static. Cranking the handle makes the planets orbit is an orrery. Arrange the planets on the rods is a model, not an instrument. Who invented the orrery and why does an earl get the credit? The honest answer is that no single person did, which is why the credit is so tangled. The geocentric Antikythera mechanism, dated between roughly 205 and 87 BC, is the deep ancestor, a bronze hand-cranked computer that modeled the heavens with astonishing gearing. After it, the thread goes quiet for centuries. In 1348, Giovanni Dondi built a celebrated clockwork asterisk astrarium asterisk, though it still placed the Earth at the center of creation. The modern, sun-centered machine had to wait for Copernicus, Kepler, and above all for Newton, whose theory of gravity in 1687 gave the planet's orbits a asterisk reason asterisk. The immediate parentage is this. The Dutch polymath Christiaan Huygens designed a heliocentric planetary machine in Paris between 1665 and 1681, calculating gear trains for a year of 365.242 days, and published the details in 1703. Around the same time, the English clockmakers George Graham and Thomas Tompion built an instrument, now preserved at Oxford's History of Science Museum, showing the Earth and Moon's motion about the Sun. Graham passed the design to the London maker John Rowley. Rowley made a copy for his patron, Charles Boyle, the 4th Earl of Orrery, around 1712 to 1713, and the Earl's title became the name for the entire genus. The plaque on a surviving example puts it with 18th-century directness. Orrery invented by Graham 1700, improved by Rowley, and presented by him to John Earl of Orrery, after whom it was named. The credit, then, is a piece of social history as much as engineering history. The maker who solved the problem is half forgotten, the aristocrat who could afford the result is immortal in every catalogue. It is worth remembering, the next time a listing breezily says invented in 1704, that the date is a convenience papering over the Antikythera, Huygens, and a quiet clockmaker named Tompion. The object had a second life as a teaching marvel. Joseph Wright of Derby's 1766 painting, a philosopher lecturing on the orrery, shows a brass machine, lit from within by a lamp standing in for the sun, with a ring of faces emerging from the dark in pure astonishment, the enlightenment caught in a single illuminated moment. That, to my eye, is the truest portrait of what an orrery is asterisk for asterisk, an instrument painted into history. Joseph Wright of Derby's, a philosopher lecturing on the orrery, 1766, Derby Museum and Art Gallery, replaced the religious subject usually at the centre of such a scene with a scientific one, faces lit by the lamp sun, minds illuminated by the light of science. It is the most famous image of an orrery in Western art, the oldest one still running the eyes. Isinger Planetarium in Franeker, the Netherlands, was built into a wool trader's living room ceiling in the late 1770s and is generally called the oldest still functioning orrery in the world. King William, I was so taken with it, he bought the house. It keeps the heavens turning to this day. What separates a real instrument from a decorative trinket? Three things in descending order of importance: gearing, honesty, materials, and scale, candor. Master these and you can appraise any orrery in under a minute. Gearing, honesty is the heart of it. In a true instrument, the orbital periods are set by the tooth counts of the gear train, so that the asterisk relative asterisk speeds are correct, even when the asterisk absolute asterisk speed is not. Huygens famously chose his gear ratios to honor a 365.24 two-day year. When you turn the crank, an honest orrery moves Mercury about four times for every lap of the Earth, and Saturn barely at all, because that is the ratio the gears enforce. A trinket has no train worth the name. The arms are either fixed or they spin freely and independently when you nudge them, keeping no ratio at all. The tell is simple: does turning one input move everything together in fixed proportion? Materials decide whether the thing survives. Solid brass, hand-finished and lacquered, is the heirloom standard. It machines to fine tolerances and ages to a warm patina. Laser-cut birch ply, as in the ROKR and UGARS kits, is honest, light and surprisingly precise for the money, though it is a model you assemble rather than an instrument you inherit. Stamped pot metal with a brassstone coating is the trinket's giveaway, heavy, vaguely golden, and gear-shaped without being geared. Card in the right hand's astromedias can make an asterisk functionally accurate asterisk instrument, which always delights me. Precision is a matter of design, not just of expensive metal. Scale candor is the virtue I prize most, because it is where honesty lives. No desk orrery is built to true scale. If the Earth were a pea, Neptune would be a city away, and the planets themselves would be invisible specks. A good maker says so and scales the bodies and orbits for legibility instead. A dishonest listing implies accuracy it cannot possibly possess. Trust the one that admits the compromise, be wary of the one that hides it. The archive's verdict: a real instrument is honest about three things at once, its ratios, its substance, and its scale. Lose anyone and you have bought an ornament. There is no shame in an ornament. There is only shame in paying instrument money for one. Solid brass motorized orrery with exposed gear train, the 1 minute appraisal one, turn one input. Does asterisk everything move together in fixed proportion, geared, or do arms spin? Free trinket, two tap it, solid brass or birch ply good, or hollow coated pot metal ornament. Three, read the copy, does it admit it is not to scale honest, or imply precision it can't have suspect? Three checks. One verdict. Cardboard can out honor brass. Astro Media's card orrery is geared so one crank equals 1 week, with six simultaneous motions in roughly true proportion. Accuracy is a property of the gear design, not the price of the metal, and I will defend that to the archive door. Which types should I consider, kit, brass, motorized, or tellurian? Orreries sort cleanly into a few families, and the right one depends less on budget than on what you want the object to do. Hand-cranked wooden kits are where most people begin, and rightly so. The ROKR Mechanical Orrery ST001 and the UGARS Mechanical Tellurian are laser-cut birch puzzles that assemble without glue into a working geared machine. You build them, that is half the pleasure, and then you turn the handle and watch real ratios at work. Card kits are the connoisseur's surprise. Astro Media's Copernican Orrery is, by its own claim, the first fully functional cardboard orrery. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Moon driven round an LED sun, one crank to the week, six simultaneous motions. It demands patience, the build runs 30 hours and more, but rewards it with genuine instrument-grade accuracy at a modest price. Motorized models trade the meditative crank for autonomy. Eagle Moss's Build the Solar System is the grand example. A solid brass motor-driven partwork with 11 planets, the Earth and Moon turning on their own axes, spanning 60 cm. It is an instrument that runs on its own, a different relationship with the object entirely. Tellurians narrow the focus to sun, earth, and moon, and there is nothing lesser in that. For teaching the seasons, the phases, and eclipses, a good tellurian is clearer than a full orrery precisely because it shows less. UGARS makes a fine wooden one. The brass desk tellurians make handsome, if pricier, room pieces. Decorative brass orreries are the shelf jewels. Handsome, weighty, and frankly more sculpture than instrument. The honest ones and the made-to-order heirlooms earn their keep. The worst are pot metal pretenders. Buy them with eyes open, for beauty rather than ratio. An archivist's preference offered freely. I would rather own a cheap kit I assembled and understand than an expensive ornament I merely dust. Match the type to the desire. Want to asterisk build asterisk something, a wooden or card kit. Want it to run by itself. A motorized model, want to asterisk teach seasons and eclipses, a tellurian, want to asterisk room jewel asterisk, a brass piece but vet the gearing, want an heirloom, made toward a brass and accept the weight and the price. Build time is part of the price, kits cost hours as well as dollars. Reckon roughly, ROKR/UGARS wood kit, a weekend to a few evenings, Astro Media card orrery 30 to 70 hours, Eagle Moss brass partwork, several days of 2 to 3 hour sessions across the collection. The hours are the hobby, not an obstacle to it. Are orreries actually to scale, and should that bother you? Almost never, and no, it should not, provided the maker is honest about it. This is the single most misunderstood fact about the whole genus, so let me set it plainly in the record. There are two scales in any orrery, the sizes of the bodies and the distances between them. Both defeat true scale at once. If you shrank the real solar system so that the sun became a beach ball on your desk, the Earth would be a peppercorn some 26 meters away, and Neptune would be the better part of a kilometer off, out of the building, down the street, gone. And the planets, scaled to that same sun, would be grains too small to see. A genuinely to scale desk orrery is therefore a physical impossibility. You would have a beach ball and a room of apparently empty arms. So every practical orrery cheats deliberately and reasonably. It enlarges the planets to visible beads, and it compresses the orbits, often to nested rings of convenient radius rather than true proportional distance. What a asterisk good orrery preserves instead is the thing that actually matters, the relative orbital motion. Through honest gearing, the planets keep their correct asterisk time, even though they have lost their correct asterisk space. Mercury still laps the Earth roughly 4 times a year. Saturn still crawls. That is the truth an orrery can tell, and it tells it beautifully. Wright of Derby understood this in 1766. His painted lecturer put an asterisk lamp where the sun should be, not a scale model of it. The orrery was never a map of the solar system's dimensions. It is a clock of its motions. Hold that distinction and you will buy wisely and never feel cheated. The one thing to refuse is a seller who asterisk implies scale fidelity it cannot have. The compromise is not the flaw. The concealment is. Demand honesty, not the impossible. Wikipedia itself notes orreries are usually not built to scale, because the real ratios make it impractical. So don't penalize a model for being out of scale, penalize it only for pretending otherwise. The beautiful, true thing an orrery offers is correct relative motion, and that is enough. Owners say it best. A buyer of a handmade brass tellurian noted it is a well-made, solid piece that, while not an accurate timepiece, is functional. That is the correct expectation set in a single sentence, handsome and instructive, not an astronomical clock. Which orreries are actually worth owning in 2026? Below is the ranked catalogue. Every product here is real and currently sold somewhere reputable. Prices marked with a tilde, drift with sales, exchange rates and stock, and I have logged the slippery ones in the closing notes. It hits the sweet spot of the whole field. 316 laser-cut wooden parts that you assemble without glue into a hand-cranked machine, sending all 8 planets round a glowing sun, with a little magnifier thrown in. You build the gear train so you understand asterisk it. It looks superb finished, and it costs less than $100. For most readers, start here. Best kit / DIY splits 2 ways. For wood and weekend pleasure, the ROKR again, or UGEARS kits. Slow to build, genuinely correct in its motions. Best brass heirloom is a made-to-order piece from Staines & Son of the UK, price on inquiry. Father & Son toolmakers, who hand-build skeleton brass orreries and tellurians to order. This is the heir of Rowley, an instrument to leave to someone. It is the doorway to the wonder, not the instrument itself, and priced accordingly. The fuller reviews with pros and cons follow in the catalogue cards. Wooden orrery kit with 8 planets on rotating arms if you buy only one by the ROKR SD001. It is the best balance of price, build pleasure, honest gearing and finished beauty in the entire field. And because you assemble the train yourself, you walk away understanding how an orrery actually works. Everything dearer is for a specific, stronger want. On provenance and museum shops for collectors who care about lineage, the Royal Museum's Greenwich shop curates astronomy gifts under the authority of the Royal Observatory, and Staines & Son are listed with heritage crafts. Provenance is part of an heirloom's value and part of its price. Final verdict. Stand back from the catalogue and the field arranges itself with pleasing clarity. For nearly everyone, the ROKR Mechanical Orrery SD001 is the right first orrery. Geared, hand-cranked, beautiful, and under $100, with the rare virtue that building it teaches you how the thing works. If you want true accuracy on a budget, the humble Astro Media Card Orrery Shames objects 10 times its price. If you want it to run by itself, Eagle Moss's brass partwork is the grand machine. And if you want an heirloom to leave behind, you commission Staines & Son and wait, as patrons have waited since Rowley's day. The trinkets have their place too, a brass piece for the shelf, a glow mobile for a child's ceiling, provided you buy them for what they honestly are. Remember the one rule that governs the whole genus. An orrery is not a scale map of the solar system but a clock of its motions, and the best of them tell that time truly. A final word from the archive desk. Puzzlewick is a library, not a storefront. We earn nothing from any link above. Every one points straight at the maker or a real retailer. Take the card, find your instrument of wonder and set the planets turning. Frequently asked questions. What is an orrery? An orrery is a geared mechanical model of the solar system. A crank or small motor drives a gear train so the sun stays fixed while the planets and major moons revolve around it in roughly correct relative motion, Mercury fast, Saturn slow. It is essentially a clock that keeps the time of the heavens, built to demonstrate planetary motion rather than to map true distances. Who invented the orrery? No single person, which is why credit is tangled. The Antikythera mechanism, c. 205 to 87 BC, is the bronze ancestor. The modern sun-centered machine descends from Christian Huygens, designed 1665 to 1681, published 1703, and from English clockmakers George Graham and Thomas Tompion, c. 1704 to 1710. London maker John Rowley built a copy around 1712 to 1713 for Charles Boyle, 4th Earl of Orrery, and the Earl's title became the name for the whole device. What is a tellurian? A tellurian or tellurium is a focused kind of orrery showing only the sun, earth and moon. Its purpose is to demonstrate day and night, the moon's phases, eclipses, and the seasons by turning the tilted earth around the sun, while the moon circles the earth. Because it shows less than a full orrery, it is often the clearer teacher for those specific lessons. What is the best orrery overall? It is a 316-piece glue-free wooden kit that you assemble into a hand-cranked machine driving all 8 planets around a glowing sun. It hits the best balance of price, build pleasure, and honest gearing in the field. What is the best orrery kit to build? Two answers. The Astro Media takes far longer to build, 30-plus hours, but is the more accurate instrument. What is the best brass heirloom orrery? A made-to-order piece from Staines & Son in the UK, father and son toolmakers who hand-build skeleton brass orreries and tellurians to commission Genesis, Inner Planet and Tellurian models. There is no public price. You inquire and wait. It is the modern heir of John Rowley's craft and an instrument meant to be inherited. Are orreries to scale? Almost never, and that is expected. If the sun were a beach ball on your desk, the earth would be a peppercorn 26 meters away and Neptune nearly a kilometer off, and the planets would be invisible specks. True scale is physically impossible on a desk. A good orrery instead preserves correct relative orbital asterisk motion through honest gearing, while enlarging the bodies and compressing the orbits for legibility. Trust the maker who admits this, distrust the one who implies scale fidelity it cannot have. What is the best motorized orrery? What is the best orrery for kids and education? What is the best budget orrery? If you want planets that actually orbit, the ROKR is the genuine budget instrument. What is the best splurge orrery? A bespoke handmade brass instrument from Staines & Son, price on inquiry, is the heirloom splurge, unique, hand-built in the lineage of 18th century makers. Antique original orreries at auction can reach far higher still, but those are collector territory, not new purchases. Where can I buy an orrery? Wooden kits, ROKR-UGEARS, come straight from the makers' sites and major retailers like Amazon. The Astro Media card kit is stocked by astronomy specialists such as Grover's Optics, First Light Optics and Sherwood's. Eaglemoss's brass model is sold at buildthesolarsystem.com. Bespoke brass heirlooms are commissioned directly from Staines & Son, Oroidesign.com. Museum shops like Royal Museum's Greenwich curate astronomy gifts with provenance. Puzzlewick links you straight to the maker or retailer. We take no cut.